Lighting for a video is important. I don't think it's as important as audio. So let's set things in the proper order. You should work on your audio before you work on your lighting. Okay. Because, yeah, people usually, especially if you're doing talking head videos, people just want to hear the message more than, "My God, you're gorgeous today." That obviously helps. But the best lighting, from what I've noticed, is daylight if possible. I'm facing a large window. And so that, in my opinion, well, I'm so proud of my my background, my window here. Can I just show you? I can show you what I'm looking at. Ooh, sorry, it's blurred because I don't autofocus is not on right now, but it's my backyard. So lighting, if you can face a large window, that's probably the best lighting, especially if you can face a large window with a curtain. So if it's like really bright, you can at least put the curtain over and it won't be like super washed out and super bright and like blinding people. The other thing you could try to do is if you buy an external webcam, there's software like Logitech. A lot of you have Logitech external webcams. Well, there's a software that I'm using right now called Logitune, and I'm going to pull up my Logitune, and I'll show you. Whoops, it's pausing the video. Okay, now it's so I can like change my brightness and things like that, you see. So lighting can be adjusted just with, like, I'm facing daytime right now, and I could still look really dark, right? With the benefit of again, the software, it's free to download if you have a Logitech camera. I think even if you have a different camera, it should still work. Logitune, Logitune. You could just Google it and find it. Let me go ahead and adjust my my camera lighting a little bit just based on, whoops. Okay. Now the autofocus is not, let me see if I can make it work again. There you go. Okay. So lighting is important. If you can't face a large window or a small window, whatever, then you might have to get lighting. And below this video, I've given you my recommended lighting equipment. And I'm sure a lot of you have opinions about that as well. Please go ahead and comment below what your favorite lighting piece is. It doesn't have to be expensive. The thing I recommend is something like $30 to $40 on Amazon as of this recording, maybe even lower. And it's worked well for my nighttime lighting for years. And for no, for 14 for more than a decade, the same piece of equipment without even changing the light bulb. It comes with two light bulbs. I haven't even used the other light bulb yet for 10 years because I don't do that many evening things. But anyway, what I'm gonna talk people out of, if possible, is using a ring light. And now some of you are like, "What? That's what I bought." Everyone that recommends a ring light. Here's why I don't recommend a ring light. You will notice in some people who use ring lights, you will notice the eye of Sauron in their eyes. The ring light will reflect in their eyeballs and makes them look like the Dark Lord from the Lord of Rings. You know, the evil eye, the ring light in your eye does not look flattering. It just makes you look evil. I'm sorry. So that's why I don't recommend a ring light. Now, that's not true for everybody. I have some people who use ring lights who don't have the eye of Sauron effect, and that's great. Depends on the back. I mean, it depends on a lot of lighting factors, but as long as you don't have the eye of Sauron effect, I just gave someone feedback. I looked at their Instagram, looked at their video. I'm like, "Whoa, my God, your eyes look evil." They have a ring light. So just be aware. Again, it's not true that you might be able to position your ring light in a way that doesn't reflect that back in your eyes. So that's all I want to say about ring lights. But look below this video. I've got some links for you if you want to take a look at that, or go and face a window, and daylight is usually the most flattering.